WGNSTVRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hey, Irish fans, this is Dome and Domer. I'm Mike Sullivan, and joining me is Ed Sullivan. And the Irish opened the 2008 season with a less than impressive victory over San Diego State. And that's our topic today. If you have any questions or comments, send us an email, info@domeanddomer.com, or post a comment on the website at domeanddomer.com. Okay, Ed, not what the doctor ordered. I think everybody really felt that we needed to get out of the gate fast, look sharp, have no lingering questions, to once and for all put 2007 behind us, and that's just not what happened.
No, not even close. The worst thing about it was it felt like 2007 was happening all over again. But one of the major differences was a W instead of an L, and that can't be underestimated. I don't know about you, Mike, but there were moments sitting in the stadium where I, you know, was thinking to myself, I don't care how bad we look. I just want to get out of the stadium and not with a loss. I can't even say out of the stadium with a win. It's just out of the stadium without a loss.
And, well, yeah, there were definitely moments like that, particularly in the second half. But as the game played itself out, I didn't start feeling really bad about things until we had squandered the botched field goal late in the first half. I felt like we had a chance to, if we could just get out of our own way, in the first half we still had a chance to go up maybe two scores and then get the ball to start in the second half. Of course, we didn't take advantage of those opportunities. But it wasn't until we blew that field goal and then the fumbled Hughes' fumble that I started to feel, okay. And even then, in the second half, when we intercepted the ball on the 17-yard line, at that point I felt like if we put one in here, we could still win 28-7, 31-7, and be decisive. It just, we could not get out of our own way.
I tell you, I had some of the similar thoughts. I didn't really get worried until in the second half. And it may have been Armando Allen's fumble. They had a pretty impressive drive, and it was for the first time I thought, oh my God, we could lose this game. And of course, as most Notre Dame fans who watched the game, you know, it was about 6 inches from losing the game. If that guy gets in instead of the fumble, I think it's over. I don't think there's any way we come back from two scores.
So it certainly wouldn't have looked good at that point, down two scores and not really having sustained anything. But even at the point of the fumble on the goal line, you know, we're still down a score, and it's now midway through the fourth quarter, and you got 80 yards to go. It still took quite an effort for us to put two scores on the books late in the game like that. And so even though we did not play well, you got to give the Irish credit for the way they played the last half of the fourth quarter. And that's the most generous thing you could say. The last half of the fourth quarter, we did what we had to do.
Yeah, and so maybe we should start off with, okay, what are some positives? We certainly have a long list of negatives that we could talk about, but let's start off with some positives. So I'm going to throw a couple of positives out there. I think Golden Tate was stupendous and has filled out as a football player. He made a number of different kind of plays and different kind of routes, and made his best play was not even a catch. Lawson, who I thought made good decisions most of the day, made a horrible decision on one play where he's rolling out right toward the San Diego sidelines and just tries to force a ball up the sidelines to Tate, who really was nowhere to be, not open. And it was looking like it was going right to a San Diego State defender. And he works back up the field just to break up what could have been an interception. And if he doesn't make that play and doesn't make a good play with it, an aggressive play, I think it might have been picked. And so that's one of my huge positives, is how well Golden Tate's come.
I would agree with you completely. He made several catches where he broke off routes. He doesn't just run past people anymore. He clearly did that on his touchdown catch. But there were several other routes where he broke off the deep route, ran an out or a hitch, and made great catches on the sidelines or in traffic. So I agree, Golden Tate, big positive. Certainly Michael Floyd makes a great play on his first ball thrown to him of his career, comes down with a touchdown catch. That was a great play. But Jimmy Clausen, I thought, played well. You know, he just has some serious zip on the ball. And I'm sure he will progress in decision-making. You know, the interception in the end zone that we threw up to Kamara, I don't think Kamara made a great play on the ball. He made no play on the ball. But it also wasn't that throw's got to be, we catch it or nobody catches it. So Clausen, overall, I thought, played well. I'm sure he'll wish he had a few throws back, and that's part of his maturing. I think it appeared on a third and one, third and short, where San Diego State blitzed and stuffed Hughes for about a 3-yard loss. That sure looked to me like that probably should have been an audible into something else. Of course, we don't really know the game plan and all that. But overall, you got to like what Clausen did. When the game's on the line, he was at his best. I think that's a real positive.
All right, good. I'll go with that as well. I'll throw another positive out there. Defensively, I think that we did some good things. The defense, again, is facing situations where they're on the field for a long time. Against a team that was going to pass a lot, they're having to move left and right across the field a lot. Defensively, we did some good things.
I agree with you. I thought defensively we did get pressure, only resulted in one sack. But I thought there's other kinds of pressure besides sacks. I thought there were a lot of hurries. There were a lot of balls knocked down. And that's all part of getting pressure. You look at the statistics, and their quarterback was less than 50% completion. Yes, 274 yards, but one touchdown, one pick. You know, their average per attempt, I think, was around 5 yards, which is really good defensively. So our pass efficiency, I mean, when they throw it 59 times, they're gonna complete some. And they're going to get their yards, but I didn't feel like we got shredded in our pass defense, and I thought we got enough pressure to keep them out of rhythm. We only gave up the two scores, one of which came off of about a 40-yard play down the middle to the tight end, which looked like a blown coverage there. Of course, that's a negative. But overall, I think the defense was solid.
Bruton is, I think, everything he was sold to be. He played a whale of a ball game and may have, you know, won the game by that cleanup tackle he made on the goal line, in which he ripped through the football and knocked it out. And so there's another positive there.
By and large, I thought we tackled well.
I thought better than last year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So overall, you know, the issues defensively, we're probably still a year away on the front seven. You know, we don't have a lot of depth. The help is on the way, but I thought they gave against a team that didn't really try to run. It's hard to measure how we played up front. But overall, the defense was solid. And I will throw out there also as a positive, kick coverage I thought was very good.
Well, my next positive was going to be special teams. I think we got
That's a mixed bag, though. That's a mixed bag. Missed a field goal, botched a snap. And jumped off sides on a punt that gave them a first down, kept the drive alive that they went on to score. But yet at the same time, we blocked the punt, had some good returns, and had great coverage.
Yep, you're right. I guess that is more mixed. But there were some positives on special teams. And we made plays on special teams, which didn't happen last year. Okay.
That didn't take long. Some of the things that obviously have everybody concerned from Saturday's game, I'll start. You know, I really, really expected us, as everybody did, to run the ball effectively, and that just didn't happen.
Yeah, we have some problems up front, and without going into the broad question of where are we and who are we and all that, let's just talk specifically about the game. I think we had some problems at tight end.
I would agree. I think blocking at the tight end position has been a weakness the last couple years, and I think it shows itself on perimeter runs especially. It was tough for us to get to the perimeter, and you're playing
I think
some freshmen.
Not just the perimeter either. I like the addict that I am, when I came home from the game, I watched the tape. And, you know, there's some plays where a guy is making a tackle from the backside defensively because we can't just cut off the flow. I mean, he crosses his face and can't stop him, and he chases all the way down the line and makes a tackle. That's the problem. But, you know, the kid's a freshman and wasn't expected to start.
Well, yeah, I think that you're right in identifying that blocking from the tight end position, you know, clearly is not what we need it to be right now. You know, at times I was trying to watch Chris Stewart as much as I could, and at times I thought he really moved people and did a good job. But there just appeared to be too many times where we had guys unblocked in the front seven. And why is that? Is that a question of recognition of, you know, scheme and assignment and recognition? And so we, you know, had some confusion, and because somebody's assigned to block everybody in the front seven. I mean, we're not letting anybody go, but yet people were unblocked. So is it because we're getting it handed with bad technique, bad steps, lack of quickness, or missed assignments? I have no idea, but you just saw too many times an unblocked guy for San Diego State making a play on the running game.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I thought their linebackers had a big day. We never got to them. We never got to that level. We don't sustain blocks, and our backs didn't get to what holes were there. I mean, there was a lot of problems.
Well, let's talk about the backs for a little bit. I don't know. Armando Allen doesn't seem to have that extra gear because I sit in more of an end zone seat, and holes close up so quickly. It looks like there's something there, but Allen can't ever quite take the crease, hit the seam, and it closes up on him. Does that mean he doesn't have that extra gear? I'm beginning to wonder through, you know, 12 games of his career or 13 games of his career, does he have that extra gear?
Yeah, I think that he does not. We do not have a game breaker at that position. Golden Tate and Michael Floyd may be game breakers out there, and so Jimmy needs to grow up quickly and be able to get the ball to them. But we don't have game breakers in the backfield. And I see the same thing with a hole that all of a sudden you see the hole and you're like, oh, come on. And the next thing you know, boom, the guy's down. Somebody steps in. And when on the other side of the ball, when on defense and there's a hole, it's like that kid Sullivan, our namesake, you know, he from San Diego State, and he was getting through seams and getting to the linebackers, getting up to the next level, and we had a difficult time getting there.
Well, some of that might also be scheme in that our running game doesn't have much deception to it, and their running game was coming off of, I mean, they threw it 59 times, and so creases were created by, I think, our aggressive pass rush, getting up the field, maybe the fact that we were in, you know, maybe nickel and dime packages. But our running game doesn't seem, at this point anyway, it doesn't seem to create any of those seams and schematic advantages that we would expect. So I'm not going to just say it's, well, their kid from San Diego State's better than our kid. But there seemed to be something just missing offensively for us that allows us to have a running game. Is it that we're just not physical up front? Is it that our scheme doesn't give us any advantage? It's hard to tell. It is very hard to tell. But clearly, I think we were disappointed in the lack of running production.
Yeah, you used a phrase in there, not physical up front. I am not very impressed by our physicality up front. At least I wasn't Saturday. And the same with just the sort of being ready to play issues, you know, that's upsetting. That's upsetting.
Well, ready to play. I'm not sure what that means. And I think now we're getting into questions of drawing conclusions from this one game. I'm not at this point where I can draw any conclusions about this team. And I hope people don't jump the gun too quickly. We will know definitively, you know, by the middle of the year, whether or not we have improved, turned the corner, and got this thing going in the right direction, or not. But I don't know that any of those questions have really been answered yet after one game. But that's a topic for our next show, the implications of this game, and you know, what conclusions, if any, we can draw. But until then, you've been listening to Dome and Domer. If you have any questions or comments, send us an email, info@domeanddomer.com, or go to the website and post it at domeanddomer.com. Again, we'll be back Tuesday with another show, continuing the conversation about the San Diego State game. For Ed Sullivan, I'm Mike Sullivan. We'll see you next time.